Happy New Year and blessed 2020. Greetings, Kingdom Royal. It's your host with the most, Miss Yolanda Ann, aka Yolanda Speaks, if you follow me on Facebook or Instagram. I'm so excited to share this time with you. I mean, we're at the top of a new decade. It's 2020. It's a fresh start. We're looking forward to not just the upcoming year, but the upcoming next few years, the next 10 years. Where do you want to be? I mean, I haven't heard that much talk about New Year's resolution as much, but I do understand that we're all at a point where we are reflecting. Our energy is high, our morale is good, or should I say our energy is good and our morale is high, and our efforts are intentional. I know the holidays are somewhat over, but I must tell you that I'm still in the mood or the mode of celebrating. Why? Because most times people return to their mundane, everyday routine after the holidays. It's January 2nd, after all. I mean, people are going back to work. It's Thursday. You have the weekend coming up, of course, but some people are already in that stride of continuing what they were already a part of. Some people are embarking up on a new journey. I don't know exactly where you are, but wherever you are, we want to maximize this moment. And we want to do some life maintenance. What do I mean? So, hey, we have an opportunity every day that we're alive, every day that we wake up, we have the opportunity for a fresh start somewhat. But the truth of the matter is, most of the times, we are plagued by things of our past, issues that we've been dealing with. Sometimes, you know, we are at peace. We have peaceful moments, but then we still have those duties and those responsibilities that just come along with life. So on today, we want to look at how we can be our best self. How can we be our best self? As we reflect on the past year or the previous years, I want you to think about those moments where you were at your best. Those moments where you felt the most peace, where you felt the most successful, when you felt the most happiest. Those moments of joy. I want you to reflect on those moments. It's kind of like counting your blessings. Make you a list. Grab your phone, open up your notepad, and write down, hey, I was blessed when I da 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 da. I felt good when I da 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 da. We want to highlight those moments. Why do we want to highlight those moments? Well, when I said the energy is good, there's a script in the Bible that says, overcome evil with good. And I found that very principle to be very helpful in my own life. We're already plagued by so many concerns, by worries. If they're not of our own, they're from other people and things just going on in the world around us, even things abroad, you know? So how do we channel that positive energy to succumb or rule out all the negativity that comes at us? We do that by focusing in on the good. So that's what this moment is about. Focusing in on the good. When you have good energy, it gives you a boost. I mean, it gets your adrenaline rushing. It gets your ideas to swarming. It gets your hands to moving. Action is taking place. And before you know it, you have accomplished something that you've intended to accomplish. You have now succeeded in completing something that is good. In Genesis, the Bible said, and God said, let there be light. Let there be. And he did this and he that. And it was good. So us being made in his energy, which is correct, being made in his image, when we produce good, it makes us feel good. So, life maintenance. First thing, reflect on those moments when you felt that you were most successful and you were at your best self. From that list, the second thing that we want to do now is we want to assess the circumstances surrounding that moment when we were at our best self, when we were the most successful. I know for me personally, there are certain things that I need to happen. There is a certain atmosphere or a certain environment that I need to be in order for me to be my best self and for me to be the most productive. Now, granted, I have learned to function in the most chaotic of situations. I'm the type of person when everyone is high strung, when emotions are all over the place and everyone is flared up, I am the type of person who's just calm. I'm quiet and I'm listening because now I'm like, okay, everyone cannot blow up at the same time. Everyone cannot lose their cool at the same time. I mean, I've been in instances where I've been heated, I've been overheated and over top, but I also realized in that moment that nothing is getting accomplished. So when it's in my own personal life, yes, I need someone, you know, it's kind of, okay, hey, calm down. How are we going to work this out? But when it's myself and I'm in an environment with other people, I'm the one that's calm. I'm the mediator. I'm the motivator. That's me. So where do we begin? For me, I like peace. I like to have my own space in the morning time, kind of quiet. I am a morning person, but I'm just kind of slow with getting started. What type of environment do you need? What does your environment need to look like in order for you to begin to get yourself settled, for you to become your best self so that you can function and accomplish your tasks for the day? Now, since we know what it is that we need to be our best self, we know what our environment needs to look like, we know the structure and the order and the setup that we need. I know realistically that sometimes it is impossible to have things go the way that you want them to go without some type of order, without structure, especially when you have family, when you have children. I'm a mom of four. So I know that things always do not go as planned. Things get chaotic. I'm not just managing myself, but now I'm managing four other people and I'm trying to train and teach them, okay, how to lead their self, how to manage their time, how to prepare, you know, so that they can be successful in their own day, in their own schedule. So I do understand that sometimes this is just like, whoa, not working. So, I mean, now time management is key. And I can tell you that I definitely need work in that area, but I've made some progress. And what I found to be most beneficial to me is putting myself first, doing what needs to be done for me first. Before I feed anyone else, I learn, feed yourself. Before I dress anyone else, I dress myself. Before I hug or encourage or kiss anyone else, I love on myself. That helps me first. This year, we have to take care of ourselves. I mean, we see it, you know, so much. We've heard it over and over and over again. But we have to be intentional about self-care. We have to be intentional, especially as a mother, as a parent. You may be a father. You have to be intentional about taking care of yourself. Because it's so easy, I know, for women especially, you know, to put ourselves on the back burner. And then, you know, make sure everyone else is taken care of and then we get to ourselves. Well, we want to revert the order of that because our goal is to maximize the moment, to do some life maintenance so that we can be our best self and that we can function at the top of our game. So, real simple, real quick little exercise. And then we're going to boost on up into 2020. We're not losing any motivation. And we're going to be prepared to tackle whatever comes our way. Got that. I know you would. All right. Well, this is just a little quick episode. And I wanted to just welcome you to the podcast. I'm looking forward to chatting with you, hearing from you, looking for you on social media. Make sure you follow me, Yolanda Speaks, on Facebook. That's where your girl will be hanging out, doing some live casts, doing some live feeds, you know, just to get the momentum going and check in on you and you check in on me. Until next time. you continue to reign.